Well, the season is over for Charlotte's startup indoor football team, the Carolina Energy. On Saturday, they lost a playoff game to the league-leading Richmond Rough Riders 57-43 in Richmond. The Energy finished with a winning record, and their owner, coach, Irvin Bryson, tells WFAE's David Borax that all in all, it was a good first season on the field, with struggles off it.
Bryson is a longtime arena football coach who formed the Energy only in January. They started the season in March and finished up with 7 wins and 3 losses in the regular season. In Saturday's playoff, they faced the more experienced Rough Riders.
From the 9. Oh, he's going to go for a touchdown! How about that?
The Rough Riders won the championship a year ago in a predecessor of the newly formed American Arena League. Unlike the Energy, they had a roster full of veterans, including ex-NFL players like former Carolina Panther Greg Hardy and former New Orleans Saint Robert Meacham. But just making it this far was a measure of success, says Bryson.
We're really hot towards the end of the season, and we felt like we was in a position to win with the talent we had.
The team was led by former Old Dominion quarterback David Washington, who Bryson thinks should be a candidate for the American Arena League's most valuable player. Off the field was a slightly different story. Remember, this is basically a startup company. Bryson says the team struggled with marketing and sponsorships and didn't make any money.
We didn't get a chance to get out into the city and market and advertise like we did because we announced the team in January and we started playing in March. So we didn't really get the team out there, but through social media, we was able to get a few fans there. And those fans became our mouthpiece.
Crowds were sparse, numbering only in the hundreds at the 5 home games at Bojangles Coliseum in Charlotte, but they were committed. Nathan Ryan of Pineville was at all the games, including the final one, a win over the Atlanta Havoc on June 6th.
It's been great. It's really fast, super fast, high scoring, not a hard hit because it's just such a compressed field, no sideline, it's fun.
It's definitely high scoring. The Energy beat the Peach State Cats in one game by 108-25. Teams are 8 men instead of 11 as in the NFL, and it's played on a narrow 50-yard field that fits inside the boards of a hockey rink. With lots of lessons learned, Bryson now is working to bring the Energy back for a second season. He's getting an earlier start selling sponsorships and hopes the team will make money and bring in more fans in 2019.
We're in good shape now because we have people that are interested in 2019 because they say, okay, we've seen this product, it works, I want to grow with these guys.
Meanwhile, Bryson and his players will be watching as the Richmond Rough Riders play for a second straight arena championship facing the Atlanta Havoc June 30th in Richmond. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.